What do people get up to in Troyes? They ring. Or so goes the old saying. The city has numerous bell towers, but there's no point twisting your neck trying to admire the steeple of the impressive church of Saint-Jean-au-Marché just in front of you, which was built way back in the 13th century. Yes, indeed. Its bell tower collapsed without a single warning peal. One night in May 1911, crash, bang, wallop. It fell onto the house opposite, which was a patisserie. The restoration work on this church, which was almost large enough to rival Troyes Cathedral, got underway, and Saint-Jean was gradually restored to its former glory. Although the clock tower is still standing, there will always be a gap in the skyline of Troyes, where the famous arrow used to be. Its bells pealed out to celebrate the royal wedding between Henry V of England and Catherine of France, which took place right here in 1420. The marriage led to the famous Treaty of Troyes, as well as the baptism of Margaret Bourgeois, the founder of the Congregation of Notre-Dame of Montreal.